Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into week two of the Crab Cake Tour. I'm not having people peering at me this week as I do my, I'm calling it my wild card week this week. I kind of kept some dates open in case some stuff flopped in or flopped out, and I have no idea where in the world I'm going to get a decent crab cake in Montgomery County. I spent the whole weekend running around the rain in Southern Maryland. By the way, Southern Maryland, sorry, you serve tartar with your crab cakes. We're going to have a problem here. So Dennis Colazzos joins us now from Coons Ford Security Boulevard. Dennis, I'm going Eastern Shore, Western Shore. They tell me Western Maryland. I'm not going to find a great crab cake. I've been online. I think I'm going to find some stuff. I'm going to go back to Southern Maryland at some point. I'll tell you one thing I found, and you know this, and I want to show you this because if anybody's watching out online, you know about my fascination with gold watermelon. My wife has upped the game as wives do, Dennis, one notch. She has found a watermelon cover to keep. I'm showing it to you because it's real. Look at this. This is as real as that Bronco you had me driving last week, right? Like, this is a fascination unto itself. Watch this. Let me show you how this works. You pull this little tab, and off it comes, and I'm serious. This is the watermelon I bought the other – this is the – by the way, I think you got the riper one from what I saw.
It was amazing. Thank you.
So this is my watermelon right here. And I'll show you how I do it. Just like this.
That's epic. Love it. Love it. Mm-hmm. And that cover keeps it from getting whatever, soft and squishy.
It's just
and
like
squishy.
The farmer guy that picked it off.
And now where pray tell did she get this cover? That's what I want to know. On Amazon, online? Or
she's doing engineering right now. I don't know. She's an engineer. By the way, I'm squirting. The watermelon's getting all over my keyboard.
You got to let me know where she got it because had it with some friends and they thoroughly enjoyed it as they enjoyed the crab cakes that I made for the first time in my life. I never made a crab cake.
Whoa,
and I made.
Where'd
and you know what? And speaking of, thanks to you, you got me that beautiful jumbo lump crab meat. And the best thing, Nestor, is someone put tartar sauce and cocktail sauce on the table, right? And neither bottle was touched. And that told me all I needed to know that my crab cakes were the best crab cakes I ever had. I even put a little bit of white pepper in it. So
okay, so what did you put? I mean, look, you're not G&M restaurant.
No, but I use.
You're going to share your recipe.
Yeah, saltine crackers, 14 of them, 4 pound of crab meat, Worcestershire sauce, Hellman's mayonnaise, Dijon mustard, sea salt, coarse ground pepper, white pepper. What
celery
am I missing?
Seed?
No celery seed. Didn't do celery
parsley?
Seed. Parsley? Didn't do. You know what? Did parsley. Yes, parsley.
Dry mustard?
Italian plus parsley. Didn't do dry mustard. Did Dijon.
Okay.
Dry mustard. I like that. Okay.
So what?
But it was great.
I'm being really honest with you. I'm 8-9 crab cakes in now. I'm 9 crab cakes in 8 days because I had 2 on Saturday. And I was disappointed in Southern Maryland. I loved seeing it. It was beautiful. I would go back. I just did not have an Eastern Shore crab cake. And maybe that's the Southern Maryland thing. Maybe that's just the way they do it down there. I've talked about East Baltimore and being poor and crab, claw meat, right? And celery seed and Old Bay, just spices that make it come to life the way a soup would, right? Like you could take so-so crab meat and still have a really tasty crab cake. It won't be gourmet. In the same way, you can take a lesser cut of meat and make it taste great if you know what you're doing with it, right? So the crab meat I delivered to you, this came from the hands of Jack Brooks. Like, he gave it to me. He thought he was giving it to me. And I'm like, I'm having a crab cake every day for the next 30 days. I'm not coming home and making crab cakes. I don't want your crab meat. Not that it, but I'm like, no. Dennis gave me the Bronco. I'll take it. And he literally, Dennis, this is an Easter. I swear to you, I could go in the other room and he gave me his red Playmate Igloo cooler that looks like he bought it in 1997. Okay. It's all scratched up. He got it out of his truck. And he put ice from his cooler and he gave it to me. And he said, I don't care if you bring the cooler back. If you do, you do. I said, I'm in Cambridge next week. I'm going to Ocean Odyssey on Friday. I'm going to bring your cooler back and I'm bringing my wife back. I probably should fill it with more fresh crab meat.
Yeah, but I tell you, that was like the best crab meat I ever had. I could have eaten it straight out of the container. Didn't do it, though. I did have a half of a lump out of it. Delicious, fresh. Still had the mustard on the crab meat, man. It was just mind-blowing. I tell you what. I wish I had more of it.
I didn't look at it. I delivered it to your team,
man,
I dropped the vehicle off Thursday. And I'm not going to call out the young man who came to the vehicle, but I'm going to call him out, okay? Whoever took care of this for you. I handed it to him, and I swear to God, do you know what happened, or am I telling a tale about your employee?
I don't know. All right. I got pictures, though. When you delivered them, I got pictures of the melon and the crab meat, and I told them where to hide them because they were items of unspeakable value to me because they came from you.
Okay. No, because they were fresh, because they came
that
from
too.
The farm.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
So when I deliver it, the young man sees the vehicle and he said to me, I drove the black one today. So I just gave it away, whoever he is. So now you know who this person is. And where's that person from originally? Do you know?
You know what? I don't know.
He said he was not from around here.
Yeah, okay. He's been to a prior military, though. He was in the military before, but nice okay. Young man, very knowledgeable about the vehicle, knows his product inside and out.
So I taught him about crab. Okay, so here we go. You ready? Here we go. I handed it to him, and I said, this is for Dennis, and it's really, really important. He said, I'll put it in the freezer.
In the freezer? Well, you know
I said,
what?
No, freeze, freeze, freeze. It was like the Steve Whiteman in the Kick song. Freeze, freeze.
And he didn't tell me that.
I said, do not. Put that delicate, delicious, perishable meat, crab meat from the Nanticoke.
In the freezer. That's hours old. It was hours old. You don't freeze that kind of crab meat. Right.
I was like, no. And he saw the fire in my eyes. He's like, no, I'm not from around here. I won't freeze it. And I'm like, don't freeze that. Please don't freeze that. So he saw the look of horror so that the way you enjoyed it, you understand that, like, honestly, dude, I'm from Dundalk. My parents would have put it in the freezer. Like, nobody, but that's just how delicate it is. And I'm trying to educate people. I'm really trying to have some fun with this. But I am becoming so educated about this.
And I
gave Bill Cole from Cole Roofing a dissertation. If you want to go listen to that segment, you can hear it. But I've learned so much. And you even learned that when you get fresh crab meat off the boat, literally, and I delivered it to your door, you ate it the next day, I guess. I saw you mixing it up.
Not a crumb was left. I'm telling you. Everybody ate theirs, did everything but lick the plate just to underscore how delicious it was.
You can't get that crab cake in March because that crab's not running in that bay on that day. And what I'm learning about crab cakes, you can have a great recipe. You can take Venezuelan meat and do nice things with it. You can take North Carolina, Texas, Louisiana, wherever you're getting your crab meat. But Maryland, Eastern Shore, with the right recipe this month and next month when they're fresh out of the water, it's like talking about getting one of these in February.
That golden melon for our listeners, that golden melon was outstanding. I mean, nothing was left. Ate it down to the rind. Can you feel me? Down to the rind. I mean, seriously.
I'm dumping the juice. Oh, my God. I really
drank the juice, too. You got to drink the juice.
I'm making a mess here all over my desk.
Get rid of that juice.
Because I'd be a joker about all of this, you know.
Eastern Shore crab cakes, fresh, and Eastern Shore golden melon. I tell you what, I'm sure that's sort of main course up in heaven somewhere because
I screwed you though because I didn't bring any heirlooms. I didn't bring any peaches. You know what I mean?
Look, there's only so much fruit I can have right now because I'm cutting weight. So the melon was exactly what I needed. Do they ship those that crab meat? Can I get that shipped? Man, I want some more of it. I want 2 pounds.
Well, they sell it. Wise has it. It's on a daily basis. Seasonal.
So you can get that crab meat at Wise?
You can, but not always, right?
Okay.
Like, so I don't – and not every – it's like gold melon. I went into the Wise near you. By the way, the Wise by you –
phenomenal.
My wife spent an hour in there. It's the biggest one.
Is it really?
Been in.
I didn't know because that's the only one I've been in, but it's phenomenal.
It's really big.
You know what? I know, like, the back of my hand, I can zip in, zip out. You know how it is. When you go get familiar with a store, you know exactly where everything is, the exact aisle. So I waste zero time, but I'm there 4 or 5 times a week. I love Wise.
I went in to get gold melon and they just didn't have it. I mean, it just wasn't.
They don't have it.
You had it there that day.
They had it pre-sliced there before, but it's their fruit. I'm telling you, I will put up their fruit against anybody's fruit. I've been to other big stores and their fruit's hard. It's bitter. It seems like it's manufactured. Their fruit, I'm telling you, it's like almost picked off the vine.
It's just local. And I've done segments about this. This is why they have people like me promote them, because they're like,
fantastic.
They're doing it locally. So,
hey, I'm not just a promoter. I'm a user, right? I'm a customer.
Understood. Sure. But it's much like that, where, like, you're asking me, where can I get that crab meat again? I'm telling you, you have like 6 weeks to get it.
Is it branded? You know what? I threw away the container. I was trying to figure out, is it branded Wise with crab meat?
No, it's J.M. Clayton.
J.M.
Clayton.
You know what? I'm writing that down.
In Cambridge is the seafood house. J.M.
Clayton. Got it.
Have you – I'll be honest with you, Dan, because, I mean, you gave me that vehicle and I drove that. I have a picture of that vehicle in front of J.M. Clayton, right? Like, that vehicle brought the Playmate cooler back. That brought your for you. Have you ever been off of 50 in Cambridge? Have you ever stayed at that Hyatt or done anything going down?
Absolutely.
Duck hunting.
Are you kidding
down
me?
The road?
We our first Biggest Loser contest, the company, the first two, the whole company went to the Cambridge Hyatt. Love that place.
Okay, so I've never been there. I've seen that it's $700 a night, and I'm sure it's lovely. It looks lovely. I made the right, because J.M. Clayton, Jack Brooks is my friend there. You go over the Bill Burton Bridge, right? Okay. Like that, and that always. My wife and I are going to watch the sunset Friday night in Cambridge from the Bill Burton Bridge. Like, I've already decided with sunsets, that's going to be my romance. So I am getting you want to know where to get the crab meat? I could probably bring you some home this weekend, depending on whether it's, because again, if I get it Friday, I'm not coming back till Sunday night.
Okay.
Right off the bat, it's 3 days old if I deliver it to you Monday. So you're wondering why it tasted so good. I mean, fresh, local, all those things you would say about, if I gave you this melon a week from now, it'd be rotten, right? Because you got to eat it.
Yeah, that was the best crab meat I ever had. I'm telling you, it was just, I've never had fresher crab meat.
This doesn't shock me. I mean, that this man who shows me his facility hands me the meat, puts it in the cooler, sends me home with it, and your dude almost put it in the freezer and killed it, because some people don't even know how to take care of it.
I called him. When he sent me the pictures, I called him and I said, listen, let me tell you where the spare key to my office is, because I have a refrigerator in my office. So I told him, go get the spare key and put it in my refrigerator, not the freezer.
In the red bag under. So
right.
I'll just say this on the crab thing. I got off the highway and you can see it. I put a picture of the pier up. You can see his place as you cross the bridge. You just make a right to get to it.
Hey, I'm going there.
That downtown Cambridge area is beautiful and historic and
peery
and local and cool and quaint. And I have never made a turn. I told you this about Suicide Bridge last week on the segment I did with you.
Yes.
Up in Hurlock and through Secretary. I went up to Chestertown. I came back down through Centerville. These beautiful Eastern Shore communities. I did that Saturday and Sunday in Southern Maryland. I can tell you about Leonardtown and St. Mary's. And we went down the Calvert Cliffs in the park and Point Lookout. I did Indian Head on the West Shore where the Potomac is, mm-hmm. and the 301 Bridge. And we had a crab cake at Captain Billy's, this venerable, big, giant, awesome, scenic place, a crab house. So I've had these tours, but getting off the road and seeing towns has been, I'm not even 10 days, I'm 9 days into this, Dan. It's been a tremendous gift. I mean, this has been a really, really good idea. Even though I'm a little worn out and I'm gaining weight and I'm picking up salt, I'm retaining salt, which is why I need watermelon.
Well, you know what? I read a long time ago that 5 years from now, we'll be the same person we are today, except for the books that we read and the people that we meet. So in your tour, I'm sure you're meeting some great people that are adding value to you into your life as you enjoy your succulent golden melon there.
The point of me eating this melon out of this melon right now is not to feel like I'm on the Eastern Shore. Did I tell you about the guy that picked this melon out for me? Did I tell you about him?
You said he had a dozen melons and he was smacking them and he gave you the best two.
All 12 of them.
I got the A-plus melon. You got the A-melon. My melon was I'm telling you, down to the rind, it was that good.
I got out of your truck and I picked up the wrong melon. And my wife was kind of in a hurry and had a bad day and I'm coming back. And like your melon was the bigger melon and I put it in my car. And I'm like, I'm not taking the bigger melon because like I'm gone all week. You know what I mean? Like I'm in and out. I don't need the bigger melon. I wanted the smaller melon. So I swapped it out. Maybe bigger is better, but this is a great melon. This is a 9. Yours look like a 10. But
it was
this
a 10.
Tastes
it
like
was, it was a 10. I mean, it was sweet down to the rind. I'm telling you.
It tastes like honey. It doesn't taste like a watermelon. It has a different – it doesn't taste like cantaloupe. It doesn't taste like honeydew.
No.
I had a tremendous piece of cantaloupe on the Eastern Shore at a Courtney's. Let me show you where Courtney's is on a Google map. Yeah. This will blow your mind. So you can Google it up.
And it's a different way of life there on the shore, isn't it, Nestor? Things are kind of slower, right? Slower paced. People are nicer, kinder, smile more giving, I would think.
You don't feel like you need to lock your doors in your car or whatever.
Right.
You know, you do have a different vibe. So I'm gonna take you behind the scenes on my Google map here real quick and show if you're out watching on our YouTube channel. So I have like a back door to my places here that no one knows about. It's called the Crab Cake Tour, okay? So I'm giving you a little backstage pass now on all these places, but I went down to a place called Wynne, Maryland, W-Y-N-N-E, Wynne, Maryland, almost to Point Lookout. And there's a seafood, I don't want to call it a shack because it's bigger than a shack, but it sits at the end of Wynne Road. Oops, I gotta do a little better on my mappage here. At 252, and it sits by this cove here called Smith Creek. It's called Courtney's Restaurant. And this is the kind of place that, you know, that I've been hanging out. And this is the place, this is the dinette that I had cantaloupe in fresh on the Eastern Shore. So when I'm talking about this watermelon, this thing was grown right on Route 50. I had to make a U-turn, turn around.
Yeah.
A man who was like 80 years old with these hands, he beat on them and he listened and he rolled them over. And
now, we got to ask him, what are they listening for, right? What sound is how does he know besides feeling him and smacking him and listening?
The hollowness of it, the way it would sound, you know?
Okay. Maybe if it's too dense versus a little light, you know, it tells you there's more sugary, whatever. But man, oh man, I limited myself to 3 scoops of that too, because I put myself on a pitch count.
Oh, hell, I've already eaten 6 here.
Trying to keep the fructose level down because they are so sweet.
Well, Dan, I appreciate the Bronco. Talk about that Bronco people are still asking me about it, and I don't even know what to tell them other than Dennis has them, but he doesn't really have them, but you can order it.
Yep.
How did it ride? Great.
They're all pre-sold.
You know, we rode high and large, and I'll tell you, everyone wanted it. I mean, I've never experienced anything like 4 days in that vehicle. Like, if you offer it to me again next week, I mean, I'll drive it and all, but with my wife in it, everybody's going to be looking at it. I mean, they were looking at it. My wife wasn't in it.
You know what? We delivered 5 over the weekend. The first one was in Cactus Gray, all factory orders. And, the customer's smile has stayed with me. He was like a little kid in the candy store. Big smile, been waiting for it for a year. And so they're just very popular, high demand, low supply. They're starting to trickle in, but you'll start seeing more and more of them on the road. But safe to say, you are one of the very few people on the road in your excursion, and that Antimatter blue really pops. I love that color. I have an orange one coming for myself. I got the cyber orange, and I can't wait for it to get here, complete with 35-inch tires.
Don't pick your nose at the red light. I mean, I'm telling you, seriously, like everyone's staring.
Well, wait until I take the doors off. I'm taking the doors off of mine and the top. It's going to just be like a dune buggy, zipping around town, going to the shore for sure. Going, can't wait to be on a coastal highway in heat, driving it around. Hopefully this time next year,
we'll take that out to the Savage River and we'll fly fish.
You can drive it to the river, go over some rocks. It's called the Goat. Goes over any terrain.
Dennis, have you been to Solomon's Island?
I have not.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you someplace that's one of the prettiest places that I've been. And this is on this shore, okay? So it's on this side. It is less than 90 minutes from where you're sitting right now.
Nice.
You know, if you want to go and experience it, what you want to do is you want to drive down Route 4. I'm going to pull it up for everybody out on the Google map. I'm going to show you where we went. This is Solomon's Island. You want to go down to this bridge right here. And Dennis, you want to fish on this pier, the Solomon's Island fishing pier.
That
right down here. This is, I mean, look at this view. This is a stunning, stunning place. It's called the Pepper Langley Fishing Pier.
Nice.
Jen and I took a picture. We went down onto this pier. There were children on the little beach in the forward and parents watching their kids frolic while they fished off the pier. They were catching little spots. They were crabbing, pulling lines up. And there's this beautiful bridge. And Solomon's Island's right around the corner. Like, you can walk a mile away. 15 places to get a crab cake, tiki bar,
nice.
Boats everywhere. By the way, I had never been to Deal, Maryland. D-E-A-L-E. Ever been there?
Never been there either.
I have never in my life been anywhere where there are more boats.
Huh.
Just drive.
Boats everywhere.
You need to drive that East Coast. You're a fisherman, bro. I mean, like, it's going to blow your mind. If I send you down to the southern tip to fish, you're going to love it. So
I love
now
the
I'm telling
water.
You about fishing stuff. We've really turned this relationship around.
We have. It's evolving. But, yeah, I love fishing. I love the water. I love boats. I love the weather. Right? Nothing like being out there on a beautiful sunny day with the breeze. And, again, we are meant to move, and this is part of moving, going around, seeing different places, and meeting a lot of great people.
You couldn't have told me there was life beyond the Orioles back when I was 27. Now look at me.
Perspective changes in your 50s. It's a very good thing. How
you
we grow
even discover gold watermelon and fresh hey. Chesapeake Bay crab meat.
Hey, I was last week's old when I figured out how to make a crab cake for the first time. I'm one for one. It was the best crab cake I ever had, and I've had some great crab cakes.
You're never going out again.
I'm telling you, I'm going to go to the Wise Market and buy myself 2 pounds of crab meat today.
All right, well, it's got to be Maryland crab. That's
of course.
Like, they sell Venezuelan there. They sell all sorts, but they don't always get Maryland because Maryland's not always available, and when it is, it's really expensive. But to your point, it's worth it.
Hey, J.M. Clayton, crab meat. I'm getting it.
All right.
I'm getting it. And I'm going to visit him when I go.
You will meet Mr.
Okay.
Brooks. You will meet the man that sent you that crab meat, and you will respect what he does, and you will even more respect the 80 Mexican ladies that I saw masked up taking that crab meat out at an Olympic level, at Olympic level.
80 of them.
You see it.
Business is good. That's fantastic.
That's how you got that crab meat. So we're educating folks. Crab cake tour, all brought to you by our friends at Coons, Florida, Baltimore, Security Boulevard, Dennis Colazzo's The Colazzo Show. Then we'll see you on Thursday, brother. All right.
You got it. Stay well. Thank you.
Stay hungry. He is Dennis Colazzo's. We are WNSD AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking crab cakes in Baltimore. Positive. Hashtag is crab cake tour.